All right, continuing with Douglas first and now. Okay.
So anyway, Dick Testu and I, maybe a couple of his other people, we went, you know, after work, went to this very famous bar for beer, and that there's a great fancy central bar down the middle, and on one side were the engineers and the managers and whatnot, and on the other side were the miners and laborers, and in between, as I remember, were rather scantily dressed barmaids. But this bar, when the super pit was there, they had to move it. You know, this building. It was
so important.
Yeah, to the history of the area. I don't remember the name of it at all, but it cost a fair amount of money to buy it out and move it, or something like that, and you know, back away. But again, I, you know, took a technical meeting that had other mining aspects
to it. Advantages.
Well, you know, one of my, you know, I never thought of that. But my former student John Herbst, who was then a professor at University of Utah, said, you know, one of the advantages of being a professor is travel. And, you know, that had never entered my mind, although I had traveled a lot. But he took that, you know, he stated that as one of the advantages of this profession.
Did you do have the time and the means to do that?
Time, means, and I'll tell you, in my travels, I always, if I made a trip, would try adding a day or two on it, because one can in this profession, to visit the place, see the place. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I went to Leningrad, I went to first to Stockholm, and I added 2 days just so I could see Stockholm. I walked all over that city on my own. And so I've always really did matter. That to try to... Try, you know, to take advantage of it rather than just go somewhere and do your thing and come back, which is a lot of times if you're in industry, that's just the opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, I think that's